All right, now our next guest here, I happen to know this gentleman, but this topic, buddy, I scheduled this one for you, okay?
All right. And I do appreciate it.
There you go. We're going to welcome Kevin Glossner to our show. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, Kevin and I know each other from Penns Valley. And again, you just shocked me with when your wife retired from teaching. I'm like, it's been that long? Really?
Oh, been my a while. Gosh. Time flies.
But you contacted us with some information, and I thought, oh, this is one that my buddy here is going to absolutely love.
Yes, indeed.
An adult wrestling club. All right. Now, first, Kevin, tell us about yourself and your background with this group. What? Tell us about you.
Well, you know, I just recently retired about a year ago, and you know, as a wrestler, I only ever wrestled through ninth grade in high school. I wasn't like a, you know, senior high or college wrestler. But I always loved the sport, and I always loved the workouts that went with it. I think over the years, I've gained a more appreciation for wrestling as a fan, but, you know, just appreciating the rigor and, you know, just everything that goes with it from a mental, physical. And as someone who works out, I thought, you know, I wouldn't mind giving that a shot. Just do a little bit of adult wrestling as an extra form of exercise. Thinking if I got good enough, maybe I would get into some adult tournaments that are out there.
Yeah.
So I started rooting around a little bit, and there really wasn't much to offer right in the area. I had an encounter with one night a gentleman come up to me and had a Penn State fleece on. He started talking to me, a Penn State wrestling fleece, and it turned out to be Jason Nickel. And he talked to me for a while, and you know, I was telling him what I was thinking about, and so we ended up going to breakfast together and talked about it, and he said, yeah, you're right, you know, there's not really a lot in the area as far as adult wrestling. You know, maybe you want to give jiu-jitsu a try over at American Top Team. So I gave that a shot and enjoyed it. The workouts were great. There is a wrestling element to it. But I'll tell you, once you get your opponent on in the mat and he rolls on his back, it really kind of throws you for a loop. And that whole thing of trying to choke somebody out or, you know, or get them to tap out, nothing against it. It was enjoyable. It was a great workout, but it wasn't what I was looking for. And so another guy, actually the guy that's our coach of our club here, Joe Eaton, he put me onto a place in Allentown called Matt Return Wrestling. And it's actually run by John Bullitt. He used to wrestle for Lehigh.
Yeah.
Back in the, I think he wrestled back when Morgan McIntosh was, I think he wrestled him in a dual meet. So I made a couple trips to Allentown and worked out at his club just to get a feel for how he runs his practices and things like that. And it was great, but it really wasn't a sustainable thing to be driving to Allentown, you know, a week or 2 days a week.
That's a pretty good hike.
I've got a daughter in Allentown that's 2.5 hours away.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I got talking to Joe. Joe's a friend of mine that I met through his wife who teaches at a gym that I go to. And Joe's a former wrestler at Lock Haven University. He wrestled in the early to mid-90s. Actually, I think his senior year in 96, he qualified for nationals. And over the years, he's done a lot of coaching, both at the collegiate and high school level. He's coached at Williamsport High School, like coming college. He was an assistant at Lock Haven University for about 5 years. And he's like, you know, I wouldn't mind getting into wrestling myself. He said, we should just start a club here. There's enough talent and enough history here in central Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Let's just start our own adult wrestling club. And so that was the beginning of it all. Of course, a lot transpired since then, but that's how it kind of all got off the ground.
All right. This is where you come in with, like, fireman's carries and double legs and whatever, all that stuff.
Let's start there. So the idea, and you touched on it, but so I'm listening to this. I'm like, man, I'd like to get back in shape. Yeah, I go to rec hall or I go to some of the high school matches. I've never wrestled. Okay to come out and try this.
Yes, we have all levels of talent. We've got some people that have never wrestled before in their life. Matter of fact, there's a young gentleman that's on the in the club that never wrestled in high school. I think now he wishes he would have. He's a big heavyweight boy. He went to Central Mountain, played football, but he never wrestled. And he's really moving around pretty well. But we have that level of talent. We have people like myself that only wrestled maybe in junior high. I would say the bulk of the membership are people that wrestled through high school, through senior high school. But we also have a few that have some college experience at the D3 level or whatever. So, you know, the talent level or experience level is from end to end. And we also have females in our club. We've got three females right now that are signed up for the club. And so that talent level is there. And so when we have practices, you know, Joe's always preaching, you know your competition or whatever. Because what we do in the class is, it's an hour and a half class. We'll start off with, you know, just general warm-ups and kind of get the blood flowing and sweat going. Then we'll go into what he's teaching for the day. And, you know, how it works. We'll come and we'll learn that. We'll break away. We'll have a partner. We'll work on it or whatever. And then the last third of the class, which is really probably the funnest part of the class, is where you kind of open it up. You know, he'll put us in a situational. Somebody might be in on a single leg, and then he'll blow the whistle or the alarm, and you got to go, right? And so you're wrestling at that point. And then he'll also take it to where we'll just wrestle. And so when you're wrestling, you know, myself, I'm wrestling some guys that are like in their low 30s, upper 20s, and I'm always saying, hey, look, you know, this isn't the national championship here. Don't break me in half, right? And everybody's really good about it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, because of the numbers of people, you might get paired up with somebody that's a lot bigger than you, somebody that's a lot smaller than you, somebody with experience, somebody with more experience. And so you just have to wrestle to the level of, you know, who you're wrestling and know your, you know, you know your competition, because we're not looking to get people hurt here. It's all about the exercise, the camaraderie that goes with it, just learning the sport. There's some people that are MMA people that are coming back because they want to make their skill set better.
Yeah.
as a you know, maybe a jiu-jitsu person. And then there's some of those guys that want to get good enough to go to like maybe a USA Wrestling sponsored event or something like that.
That was going to be my next question.
Sure.
The practices are great, but there are people that need to feed that
yes.
competitive fire. There are opportunities out there,
yes.
if you know, depending on how advanced you want to get here, but. There are national tournaments for folks.
Yeah, and local. So John himself over at Matt Return Wrestling, he actually sponsors a tournament every spring and every fall.
Okay.
Usually he has it at Muhlenberg College, and he has age brackets. Now, unfortunately for myself, until he gets his numbers up, I mean, they're pretty good, but until he gets them up even better, the upper age bracket's like 45 and up. So if I were to go over and wrestle, you know, as a 61-year-old wrestler, I might be wrestling somebody that's 45 years old, which is fine, but you just never, you know, or you could get in the open division if you don't have experience in wrestling, but then that's like the whole gamut.
You
right?
just got to put those young whippersnappers in place.
That's right.
Come on.
But then some of the other opportunities is there's the Mid-Atlantic Wrestling Association, MAWA. They have tournaments.
Yep.
And they're not as structured with their age brackets as what USA Wrestling is, but they'll have like area regional tournaments, and then it goes to states, and then it'll go to like a Mid-Atlantic region. It's kind of like what we're seeing right now at the college level. But then ultimately, USA Wrestling has tournaments that that really break things down. You know, I even have a sheet here that talks about they have a master's division and a veterans division. And so they break it down by age group and by weight. And so like someone for myself, the master's level, there's an age group 62 to 70. And in the veterans division, there's one 66 to 70. Matter of fact, when I first got started, I got talking to a guy named Rick Mahinsky. I don't know if you know Rick,
yep.
but he's from the Williamsport area. And he's one of the guys that encouraged me. He said, look, man, if you if you start an adult wrestling club in central Pennsylvania, you might start out with 6 to 12 folks for a while. He said, but I think you're quickly going to go up to like 50. And he participated here a year ago and won a national tournament at like 68 years old. He's quite a, you know, quite a guy.
Yeah.
But he
not a bad artist.
No.
What are your numbers like right now?
Well, right now we're getting anywhere from like 7 to 12 people coming to practice. We've got 20-some people that have gotten their USA Wrestling card. For liability reasons, we had to go the USA Wrestling route, and so you have to get a card. It's like an annual membership, but one of the things we're doing as a club is we're running as a nonprofit, and so we're not looking to make any money off of this other than operational expenses.
Sure.
We want to give that money back to the members, or at least some portion of that. And USA Wrestling has also agreed, because one of the catches is what if I'm not sure I want to do this, right? You require me to buy a card just to come out for my first practice. USA Wrestling realizes that. And so if you come a couple times and it's not for you, they'll refund you your money.
Okay.
So that's not really an issue.
Let's get into some of the particulars. When are the – how often are the practices –
Right.
When and where are the practices?
Yeah, so when we first got started, we were trying to find a facility in we're marketing this thing as a central Pennsylvania thing. And we looked around in State College, Williamsport, and Lock Haven for gyms that could host this. Had a couple here in State College, but they just didn't really pan out for, you know, sizing reasons or whatever. We ended up latching onto a place in Lock Haven called Full Body Health and Fitness. Lori and Brian Hoy run the place. It's really the old skating rink for those that remember from back in the days. But it's a beautiful facility. We just recently moved from their open gym into a dedicated wrestling room. We had a mat donated to us by a veterans group. I think it's called Vet Force. There are a bunch of veterans that do security. They donated a mat. And so we meet in Lock Haven on Tuesdays and Thursday nights from 6 to 8:30. You know, we're looking at that. We may tweak the nights, but it's only ever going to be two nights a week. And it's at the facility, you know, on Walnut Street in Lock Haven.
I just want to make sure. You said 6 to 8:30.
I misspoke.
I just wanted to make sure. So again, an hour and a half practice, twice a week.
Yeah.
And then what is the cost of the card for the
so USA, just to touch on the facility again real quick.
Yeah.
Lock Haven we felt was a nice central location because, you know, I drive from Center Hall to practice. We've got just to give you a feel for where our membership comes from. We have people coming from Bellefonte, Jersey Shore, Port Matilda, State College, Kerwinsville, Center Hall, Emporium. We have a guy driving down from Emporium.
Oh, my God.
Milesburg, Lock Haven, Julianne, Montoursville, Burnham. Guy comes over the mountain from Burnham. And we have an older gentleman. He's like 71 years old. I think he wrestled in college. He wants to come up about once or twice a month from Camp Hill. So, but your question was
the cost of the card.
Yeah. So the card is $70 for a year, and it renews each year, and that's what we want to try to reimburse the members. And then right now our drop-in fee is only $10.
Okay.
Most of these places are like $20. When we have to start paying rent, that's another nice thing about the facility. They're allowing us to get on our feet first before they're charging us to be there. If we need to go to 15, we might, but we'll never go higher than that. We want to keep it affordable, and just keep people coming and enjoy it and that kind of thing. But, yeah, right now it's a $10 drop-in fee.
How do they contact you, Kevin? If somebody's interested, what do they do?
So the flyers you guys are looking at, of course, has a QR code on it that, you know, people see our flyer, and we've been posting it on social media and stuff like that. It'll take you to a Google Doc you can fill in, and then I get informed by that. But for this radio broadcast, if people are interested, if they just want to email me at overtimeadultwc@gmail.com. That's all one word, overtimeadultwc@gmail.com. I will send out an information packet. I have a packet I send out. It has all the information about the club, you know, why you would want to join, where you join, what it costs to join, and it has all the logistical details, you know, process-wise as far as going to the USA Wrestling site. If you follow that site on Facebook, it's really interesting to see how many people ask about adult wrestling on that site all the time, you know, looking for adult clubs in their area. So we're hoping this is something that, you know, continues to grow and, you know, we can just have it as another outlet for people to get good exercise, enjoy what they're doing, have fun. If they want to get better and compete, they can do that and you know, be a service to the community as well.
And this is offered year-round, is that right?
It's a year-round thing. It's not just during wrestling season. Right.
Very cool. Anything else that we didn't ask you about that you want to get out about the opportunities here?
I think I touched it all. You know, the key is just send me something at that, at that email address, you know, and I'll get you the information and we'll go from there.
So that's over the age of 75 would be the morgue division? Or
Hey now!
Yeah, I don't know. Now, again, the email, let's see if we got this right. OvertimeAdultWC@gmail.com.
That's correct.
All right. Yep. So, folks, if you have an interest, again, Any age.
Male or female, any age.
Okay.
And we're seeing a run of the whole age bracket. We've got them 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s right now. And the gentleman from Camp Hill is early 70s. So, and we have men and women in the club.
Yeah, Camp Hill, that's a drive. Emporium, that's a drive.
That is a
Kerwinsville.
And the guy from Emporium is showing up pretty regularly.
Wow.
He's a retired state cop. I think he's 61 years old, and he shows up regularly.
That's WC, by the way, a lot of people probably think that stands for wrestling club. It's for wild and crazy. You get the opportunity here.
Oh.
It's wild and crazy.
Okay.
So have fun with it. Now, this is cool. This is a really neat thing. And
appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, hope it continues to take off here.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate the time.
Say hi. Okay. Say